and Fulton Homes.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Another bride. Dr. John. Another groom.
Hey, it's the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Who's getting married?
Saturday. Huh?
Another bride, another groom?
Oh, they're talking about what happens afterwards.
Yeah, buddy!
That was timing. Oh, hey now!
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. We are here every Saturday morning to try to edumacate you a little bit on your technology. I dare call them computers anymore because, cell phones, digital cameras, you know, your refrigerators, and some guy named Adam that just keeps calling every week.
Yeah, with stuff that he keeps saying is an acronym, and sometimes it is.
Yeah. Yeah, this week's acronym is FTPA.
It is an almost acronym if I've ever heard one,
yes,
or seen one.
FTP from Adam, our correspondent from Glendale, all of 13 years old.
Yep. Well, actually, it's about 13 and a half now, but I'm not going to get technical.
Correct.
Yeah,
wait,
you're not going to get technical.
Is that the purpose of the show,
you're
though?
Not going to get technical.
Yes,
yeah,
that'll
he's
going to
break
the
his age down in hexadecimal.
Hey, Adam, here's the real trick. How long before you get your learner's permit?
A few years.
Yeah, okay.
You don't even have it down to the day.
Oh,
what's
see,
up with
yeah,
that?
Normally it's like 2 years, 14 days, 36 hours. Oh, wait, that'd be 15 days.
I think sometime next month I'm going to be 5,000 days old or something like that.
That's a scary thought, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before the break, even scarier, you threw out FTP, and now I've been sitting the whole break trying to figure out what could FTP stand for, and my brain just can't figure it out, Adam. What does FTP stand for?
FTP, or FTP, stands for File Transfer Protocol.
File Transfer Protocol. Well, that explains it.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
So what is File Transfer Protocol?
Well, some websites, or just FTP sites, have FTP. What you do is you go to that site's name, except instead of using that little HTTP :// thing, you use FTP ://
Okay, but in layman's terms, in English, why do I care?
Yeah.
Because you can access the hard drive or some public files on a website and easily download, and if you have permission, you can upload and copy and move stuff.
So it's like
remotely.
It's like a way to share files on that really large network called the Internet?
Yep.
Isn't that what Kazaa's for?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, except this way isn't usually illegal.
Mm.
Well, of course, actually, this way is where lots of illegal stuff is done.
Yeah.
I can give you some sites if you need.
No,
well, yeah, some sites, but...
Anybody that works in the world of web development is passionately familiar with
Intimately.
FTP. Intimately. Passionately.
Yeah.
Familiar with FTP, because that's generally how they upload websites and that kind of thing, too, so...
I just thought of a great addition to this bit.
Huh.
Every week, we try to get Romy to hang out for an extra 10 minutes.
Yes.
We get Adam on to give the acronym and Romy to explain it.
Hey!
What do you think about that?
Because
he would give us some construction-related, you know, it would be framing and tie-down process.
Yeah,
or so, you know, and then he'd explain that, and then we come on with what really it is.
I think we'll just stick to Adam.
Is that funny only in my mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, actually, Mike Hill thinks it's funny.
Well, but that, you know.
Well, that's,
what's that
That
saying?
Doesn't mean anything, actually, yeah.
Adam?
Yeah.
You the man now. You're back in school, right?
Yep.
And how's school going?
Oh, it's going good.
It's good?
2 + 2, quick.
4.
He is back in school. He's like
he just shrugged that right out.
He's like, you geek.
Yeah. All right, Adam. Thank you very much. Great, great. Almost acronym this week.
Yep.
The child prodigy.
I always feel bad just hanging up on people like that. I hope people understand when I do that. It's, you know, it is a radio show. I mean,
mic move.
I always just feel bad hitting the off button. See ya. Okay.
Well, before we actually go to break, am I reading the clock correctly? We have somehow killed a half an hour.
Yeah, I have no idea when we need to go to break, so we can just go on as long as we need to.
Hey,
I know the bottom of the hour news is coming at some point.
How about we do a real quick whip through here? Somebody want to know a good book for XP?
Uh-huh.
To learn about XP? Windows XP for Dummies.
Hey, anything that you want to know about for dummies?
Yes. ScanDisk, why won't it run? Go to computerproblems.com, type in the word ScanDisk in the search engine, you'll find 15,000 reasons why it won't run.
The quick answer is go into safe mode, it'll run.
And cookies... well, for the most part. Kevin wants to know about cookies. Is it okay to delete all cookies? Yes. Cookies, basically, the only time it will hurt you is if you have a site where you go and it automatically logs you in, username and password. If you take the cookie out, generally you have to manually log in again.
On the flip side of that, though, cookies are tiny, tiny, tiny files. You could have hundreds of thousands of them and probably fit them on one floppy disk. So if you're trying to get some space back, it's probably not going to do you any good.
And if you believe in the grassy knoll, dude, you better get rid of them because people are watching you on the internet with the cookies.
It's the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR, and now to the award-winning news with the almost, I think, award-winning Barbara Villa.
Absolutely.
Back after the news.
Yay! Another touchdown!
Sit down! Go!